Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. Following the Warriors' 83-53 win at Indianola tonight, score a little deceiving. It was a tough first half. Indianola played really well. You were down a lot of the first half. You came back, got a 34-30 lead, and then outscored Indianola 32-14 in the third quarter. Probably maybe one of your best quarters of basketball all season.
It really was, Mike. I mean, we knew we'd get their best shot. This is a tough place to play, tough environment. Warren County rivalry, so we knew we were going to get their best shot and punch early. But I thought we adjusted some things at halftime. The girls are always so coachable. When we make some minor adjustments or major adjustments, and then that third quarter was our best quarter of basketball all year.
What did you tweak at halftime? Because it kind of looked like it was more of just the intensity dialed up a little bit, but were there some philosophy things you did as well?
Yeah, I just said we needed to sprint on both ends of the floor. You know, sprint back on defense, sprint for layups on offense. We did that more. You know, we gave up too many transition baskets in the first half. And then that turnover led to some baskets. That turnover led to a three at the end of the half. So we could have been up 9 or 10 at halftime. Instead, we were up 4 with a turnover and 3. So take care of the basketball, okay? And then get out and run on sprint on both ends of the floor.
A lot of great things happened tonight, and one of those being Braylon Birmingham, just a sophomore, hit 1,000 points on the nose with 26 tonight, and it was a classic Birmingham drive scoop shot with the left hand to get there.
Oh, yeah. She's such a special player. I'm glad she's our point guard. And to score 1,000 points in just 41 games as a sophomore, just tremendous. I mean, tonight was a special night for her, a special night for our whole team. Hannah was, you know, had 25 herself, I think we had her for. So pretty much an offensive breakout game for her. And then we had Pearl with 11. So anytime you get three girls in double figures, you're going to be well on your way to a victory. But just so proud of Braylon and her work ethic, and special night for her.
Hannah averaging 6 points a game. But so unselfish. She doesn't force shots. Tonight, it looked like she was seeking offense just a little bit more. She was also scoring in transition, but really looking for that shot. Got her mid-range game going, and then got some threes to fall as well.
It was huge for us because they're sending two, you know, teams are starting to send 2-3 girls at Braylon. So if they send 2-3, I mean, someone is wide open. And I thought Hannah, Pearl, Ava were all aggressive and assertive tonight, looking for their shots. They're all great scorers in their own right. So if they throw through 2 or 3 girls at Braylon, we've got other girls that can score basketball.
And after a couple games where you struggled with your shooting a little bit against Pella Christian and Pella, how nice to see those shots falling tonight.
It was great. It's kind of like we just, lights came on in the second half and we snapped out of a little bit of a shooting funk. And that's got to scare other teams when we have 49 points in the second half. You can't just throw multiple girls at our star. We've got other girls that can come in and step up big for us.
And good timing for it with Dallas Center Grimes coming to Norwalk on Tuesday night. It'll be number 3 against number 4. You got them up their place. You know they want to get you back. What's going to be key in that matchup with the Mustangs on Tuesday?
Well, we're going to be hungry. We know they are too. Tuesday night's for an outright Little Hawkeye Conference Championship, which is one of our big goals, our first goal to notch. So we know we're going to get their best shot on our home floor. It's our last regular season home game, so we need Warrior Nation there, loud and proud, and it should be a very fun night in the NPEC.
That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. Congrats on a big win tonight, and congrats to Braylon for her accomplishment, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, Mike.